Good morning, this is Josh Sexton with Brugler Marketing and Management, here with Alan Brugler. Alan, let's talk Argentine soybeans today.
Sure, I think it's a hot topic.
How do you think the market is going to react to the election of Mauricio Macri?
I think the market has had plenty of time to get adjusted to this idea. Macri had been leading in the polls for the last 2 weeks and actually had gained quite a bit of ground before the previous election where they didn't reach the 40% vote. So I think a lot of it's built into the price. It would not have been built into USDA's S&D tables because they're not allowed to count exports that they don't have a reason to think are going to happen yet. So, yeah, on paper, if in fact we get the farmer export increase, the USDA will have to change their numbers. But I think price-wise, we were already discounting it.
When can we expect the changes that he's proposing, such as lifting the export tariffs?
Macri won't be seated until December 10th, so nothing can happen before then. I think he's going to have a bunch of policy meetings and try and figure out what his rollout strategy is on day one. I think there's some interest in making this happen as soon as possible. There's interest in changing the tariff structure on wheat and corn. Historically, Argentina has kind of bottled up those crops until domestic needs were all met, basically keeping prices at a low level until the processors and millers had rounded up their inventory, and then letting the surplus go. That strategy is going to change as well as some reduction in the export tariffs for soybeans. I know that they had been kicking around the idea of having a 90-day moratorium with no taxes just to get the beans out, but the processors are complaining pretty loudly about that one.
Now, why are the processors complaining?
Processors are competing with the exporters, so if you take off the tariffs, the processors' costs are going to go up quite a bit.
Do you think U.S. farmers are in big trouble?
I don't think farmers are in big trouble. I will say that the psychology is bad out there. A lot of people thinking they've missed it and that they need to sell something, but at the same time, for tax reasons, not really wanting to sell much before year end, and also hoping that we get a bounce back to $9 or $9.25.
Do you think there is a chance for a rebound to those price levels?
I think there's very good potential for a rebound rally here. And in beans, they tend to go further than you think. Going back to the Argentine situation, though, I think we also have to look at the currency situation there. The peso is going to have to be devalued officially. It's already much weaker than the official rate. There's a two-tiered market there. But that will affect the speed at which Macri is able to address that will affect the willingness of the farmers to export, too. Because one of the reasons they've been sitting on the beans is that there's a 20% inflation rate.
Has the export taxes had an effect on the soybean balance sheet?
You've probably got somewhere between 6 and 8 million tons that really shouldn't be there, normally wouldn't be there. And, you know, it's a moving target. We have to remember USDA adjusts the numbers to fit the standard USDA marketing year. Their marketing year is, well, Brazil's February. I think Argentina uses February as well as a start. So their year-end stocks may not look the same to them as they do to us with the USDA table.
Do you think this election will have much of an impact on the corn market?
It could. The feedback I'm getting from Argentina is that many of those producers would like to grow more corn. They've been kind of forced into a heavy soybean rotation or lack of rotation because that was the one thing they knew they could sell, even if they didn't like the tariff. If they switch back or start to indicate they're going to plant more corn and more wheat, that could affect our corn versus soybean ratios as we go into spring 16.
So this is something that producers here in the States need to keep an eye on.
Yeah, we definitely need to continue to watch it because South America is our largest competitor. In fact, combined, they're bigger than us, Argentina, Brazil, and Paraguay. So what they do does matter, and this is a game changer. They've had 12 years of very heavy government intervention in Argentina. They basically voted a guy in who wants to make, I think the term was, make Argentina a normal country. To the degree that he's able to do that, it changes the game.
Hey, thanks a lot, Alan.
You're welcome.
This has been Josh Sexton with Brugler Marketing and Management. From all of us here in Omaha, thanks for listening and have a great day.